It's time for Coach Harvey Hyde's College Football Report, bringing you the best coverage and latest insight on SC football, the Pac-12 Conference, and the world of college football. It's time to huddle up and buckle up. Here's Coach Harvey Hyde.
Well, thank you very much, and good evening, everyone. Yes, it is that time of day when you huddle up and buckle up and talk college football year-round with us, because college football really never goes away. With all the activities that are happening in college football, the different new additions to college football, on the field, off the field, in the administration, the NCAA, you name it, it's happening. Yes, college football, brought to us here Thursday night by Terribles and Coors Light. Again, we have somebody with us. If I just said, Mr. How do you do, would anybody out there know who that would be? I think most people who have listened to Trojans, the Trojan football broadcast, would recognize that. As you know, we carry the Trojans here on AM 1400. And on Saturdays, almost every Saturday, you hear the voice of Pete Arbogast as he comes on and broadcasts the USC Trojan football games. And Pete, tonight, you come on and you share the love with us regarding USC football. Thank you for joining us.
Always good to be with you, Coach, and our longstanding relationship, certainly. And the first thing I want to say is that we don't care about the Pac-12 conference anymore. That lead-in there, talked about the Pac-12. Nah, forget it. Let's go. Let's go on to the next thing.
Well, you're exactly right. You know, we're making the change on the opening. We had to keep it in there till the Pac-12 really goes away. It's still in force with baseball season and everything else, but shortly it will be gone. But, Pete, the Big Ten is now arrived for USC Trojan football. I'll have a little bit of a piece of that action with you and your thoughts on that. But, Pete, I want to start off. I was talking to a friend of yours and mine a moment ago, Chuck Hayes, and he says, ask Pete how he feels riding up the elevator on game day to go into his box and get ready to broadcast a Trojan football game.
I am, there's two things that I feel even earlier than that, you know, when even the night before or getting up in the morning and knowing it's game day, the sense of anticipation and nervous energy, not being nervous, but nervous energy. I'm very excited. And the closer I get to game time, it gets more and more intense. The other half of it that didn't used to be the case when I was younger is confidence. I feel good about the way I prepare. And if you prepare the way you should, then you should be confident of your ability going into the game, that anything that happens, you'll kind of be ready for it pretty much. And I feel over the years now, and it's been 35 years since I started back in 1989, that I'm pretty confident going in each week that I'm ready to go. So I have a mix of that, nervous energy and confidence at the same time.
Now, when you get to the press box, is there a procedure you do before you walk and get into the box and shut the door? Is there such a procedure as walking around saying hi to people, or do you have your game day face on and you go straight to work?
I got a ton of things I naturally do. I'll go in and set up my broadcast location at home. On the road, I also set it up there. Now, on the road, I get kicked out of our press box for the super pregame show, the long pregame show, which starts 2 hours ahead of the game. So basically, I go in and set up. I get out of their way so that when their show ends 30 minutes before kickoff time, I can just slide right back in and I'm all ready to go. And so on road games, I meet up with friends, whether it's my spotter and statistician, whoever it is, I'll go, have a meal with them, watch a part of a ball game. I might, and quite often I do go outside and walk around the stadium just to get the feel of the crowd and the atmosphere of the game that day. I'll even do some geocaching. If you're not familiar with that, go ahead and ask me. I do some geocaching at the stadium. Now at home, because there is no pregame show in the press box, I'm in there for a short time. I set up and then I go over to press row and I talk to my friends, the great unwashed of the media, Then I go down and I talk to the kids at the USC campus station for a little bit. I'll go into the TV booth and renew pleasantries with whoever happens to be doing the game. And I'll go into the visiting radio booth for sure. Now with the Pac-12 guys, those are guys that I've known for a long time. It's really going to be fun now because there, a bunch of these guys in the Big Ten, I don't know, I've never met. Some of them I have. I know Paul Keels from Ohio State real well. And I've met some of the other guys, but I look forward to building a relationship over the next 10 years with these guys, even though we won't see them every year. So I do that. And then, there's plenty of time left. I usually go at the Coliseum. I go down and out and walk out to the front and visit a friend of mine or two that are having their tailgates. And then I go back up and I get back in probably an hour before game time, which gives me about 30 minutes to go in, watch the teams warm up, settle down, look at my notes the last time, look at the boards one more time, get all the stuff in my head before we take to the air about 30 minutes ahead of time. So there's a lot of stuff. I don't have to do any of that. I just do because it's kind of fun.
Pete Arbogast joins us, the voice of USC Trojan football. And Pete, you and I worked together for a long time also. We still are working together tonight as far as sharing the love with all of our listeners out there about your career and how often you broadcast and how you do the USC Trojan games. And it's going to be a new experience for you too this year as far as going to different stadiums. But let's go back in time on how we worked together, how much fun it was. And I'll tell you what, I get more compliments and I get more discussions still today. And it's probably been 10 years since you and I did our Sunday morning show called a Trojan Brunch on ESPN in L.A., where you and I would go in there at 8 o'clock in the morning and really be, whether you want to call it a doctor or psychologist, to all of the people that would call in for two straight hours. And we had so much fun. I still meet people that say, I listen to that show every Sunday morning.
I love doing it. Most of the time, after losses, not so much. And after coming off the road, it was kind of tough because I didn't have much sleep. It was a really good show, and it should still exist. They paid us okay for it. I enjoyed working with you. You were more of the guy that kind of told it like it was. I'm paid by a subsidiary of the university, so I have to watch my P's and Q's a little bit. It was a really good show. It reminded me of, without the coach having been on it, it reminded me of the old John McKay show on TV, where on Sunday afternoon, John would sit down with Tom Kelly and show film of the game the day before, maybe interview a coach or a player, and talk about the following week's game. We had that kind of thing, and we even had the coach on or a player on in that morning show, and that was fun. And we even let the callers talk to the coach or talk to the players that we had that we were interviewing. And I thought that was real. They could ask, you know, I mean, like we told them behind the scenes, don't be a jerk. And they weren't. They were good. They were good. They asked good questions, solid questions. And the coaches and the players didn't back down. They asked them everything. I really enjoyed it. I did. I'm glad I don't do it anymore. That's fine. That's okay. I don't mind.
I'm not glad you don't do it anymore. I'll tell you what, that was a great show, and I enjoyed doing that show with you, working with a pro like yourself. And I also enjoyed working with you on all the spring games. That was something we did, too. We had a field guy, I think was Brandon Hancock. You and I were in a special... actually, we were seated, not in the press box, but in one of the tunnels, like where a TV camera would be, right on the 50-yard line. People would walk by and say hi, and we would broadcast and discuss spring football, the Trojans, Duke calls, and so on. It was absolutely fantastic to be out in front with the people.
There are a few things I still want to do in my career, whatever's left of it. And I plan to go through 2030, and then, you know, we'll see after that, because I'll be an old dude by then. But one of the things I always have wanted to do, like Harry Carey used to do with the Cubs, is go sit in the bleachers and call a baseball game on TV. I want to sit during a real game. That doesn't have to be the Notre Dame game. But, you know, maybe the second game of the year, maybe the Utah State game, the Nevada game, that kind of thing. I'd like to go sit and call the game with Sean and Bert, and let's sit there in that little tiny, there are seats four people, I think, and call the game from there. I think it would be awesome. It would be really fun for us. And I think it would be really fun for the crowd that sits around that area. I think it would be really interesting.
You know, another thing too, Pete, that the SC crowd does, if you notice, there's so many people at a home game, and I assume on away game too, that listen to the game and watch the game in the Coliseum itself when you're broadcasting them and giving them the details of what the action is.
Yeah, I'm kind of, you know, I don't know anymore whether or not there's a delay. I don't think it's pronounced anymore in the stadium. I think you can now listen to the game live as it happens when you're at the Coliseum, which is great because our sponsors get heard more. If there's a 10 or 20 second delay, nobody's going to listen because they just saw the thing and they don't want to hear something that happened 20 seconds ago. So I think they figured it out. They fixed it. We used to have on the road, well, I don't know if we can talk about this because it was pretty illegal. But we weren't the only team to do this in the country. As a matter of fact, I think a lot of them did it. They had a short quarter-watt transmitter that broadcast about 400 yards in every direction, only covered the stadium that we were in during that game. And we would broadcast the game to our fans on the road. So we're up at Stanford, and we've got 5,000 fans up there. We would tell them what frequency we're going to be on, the FM dial, and we'd broadcast the game to them. Later, you know, there was a, you remember those little radios they sold out in front of the stadium? And those were enabled people on to listen to the game live as well. Well, I'm thinking now they can hear it live on KABC in Los Angeles. And if they're in the stadium, I think it's synced up now where they can listen to it as it happens. It's like any other sport, Coach. We used to go to Dodger games and listen to Vinny, and the whole stadium was filled with Vinny's voice coming out of the transistor radios. You know, it's a thing. And radio is such a great medium, especially in Los Angeles, Southern California, on a Saturday. If you're not at the game, you're out at the park with your kids, or you're driving, probably, or you're working on your car in the garage. You're not tethered to your television. If you can't be there watching the game on TV, you've got us, and we like to think that we do a decent job bringing you what's going on.
Pete, you do an excellent job. In fact, whenever you hear "How do you do," you know something good happened for the Trojans. You know, since we are not doing the spring game like we did together just a couple of years, or how many years we did that, I understand I did not see you at the spring game this year. I understand you broadcast the spring game, but you did it for your own benefit, like a practice run for the opening game against LSU.
Well, the sad news is they don't allow us into any reasonable part of practice anymore. And I get it. Most big-time teams don't. We used to go to practice and stay for the whole practice. On Tuesday in particular was a full pad practice with a scrimmage at the end of it. Wednesday and Thursday were a little lighter, but I could go to practice and stand on the sideline away from everybody and practice play by play, just stay in the, keep it fresh. We don't have that now. And so, I mean, I could call plays off of the television, not the same as being there in person. So I worked on saying football things when the scrimmage was going on, when the spring game was going on. Last year, we got to go to one Coliseum-based scrimmage, the media did. And as a result, I got to sit in the press box, and I went to our broadcast booth itself, and I was all by myself, and I got to work on it again a little closer to opening day. I hope that's the case again this year. It really helps, especially before the first game of the season, because you haven't said any football things since December or January, and here it is September. That's a long time between opening your mouth and talking for 5 hours. So being able to get that practice in is a really big deal.
Well, Pete, we got to take a short time out. You're accustomed to that. Again, we want to thank all of you that are out there listening to Pete Arbogast, the voice of USC Trojan football. I'm Harvey Hyde. We want to thank our sponsor for this segment, which is Budget Car and Truck Rental here in Las Vegas. Give them a call if you need a car or truck at 702-736-1212. Our title sponsorship of our college football report is Terrible Herps and Coors Light. Buckle up, everyone. We'll take this short time out, and we'll be right back from Las Vegas.
Terrible's is offering a gas discount of, check this, 40 cents per gallon with the purchase of a car wash at over 80 locations. That's right! Get 40 cents off per gallon of any fuel grade, including diesel, when you purchase a car wash in-store or at the pump. That way, you can fill up and keep shining. Offer valid at participating locations. Visit Terrible's.com to find a location near you. Terrible's. Deliberately different since 1959.
You work hard for your business. You need a bank that understands your business. Let Metals Bank be your business partner for all your banking needs. We are a full-service community bank with competitive loan and deposit products and services. We're also a preferred lender for SBA, 7A, and 504 loan programs. The experienced team at Metals Bank will give you the services you need with the reliability you can depend on throughout branches in Las Vegas, Henderson, Reno, Pahrump, and now in Phoenix, Arizona. Call our friendly, knowledgeable staff today at 702-471-BANK. That is 702-471-2262. Or use our convenient online banking service at metalsbank.bank. Metals Bank, where your business is our business.
The USC community exemplifies the notion of hard work and a winning attitude will make you a champion in anything you do. At Fletcher Jones Imports and Mercedes-Benz of Henderson, we also work hard to ensure our clients have a world-class experience. And speaking of champions, my dad came to Las Vegas in 1966 and built our first Nevada dealership. We are now four generations and proud to provide Las Vegas with a great selection and financing options to accommodate every budget. Plus, we're nice people, too. We might be hardcore USC fans, but our family's firmly planted in the Las Vegas Valley and will be for many years to come. Visit us at FletcherJones.com for details or stop by and meet the team. Until then, fight on.
Fletcher Jones Imports, 7300 West Sahara Avenue, Mercedes-Benz of Henderson, 925 Auto Show Drive, and Fletcher Jones Imports Used Car and Truck Center, 7100 West Sahara Avenue. Experience the Fletcher Jones difference.
Pizza, pizza, pizza. If you're like me, pizza's not just a food, it's a way of life. And the folks at Settabello Pizza get every detail just right. Homemade dough made daily and hand-tossed. Extra virgin olive oil, freshly chopped tomatoes and basil, and generous portions of mozzarella cheese with a dizzying array of toppings. Join me at one of their two area locations, one at Green Valley Parkway, another one at Fort Apache and Sahara. No time to dine out? No problem. Order today and take it to go at Settabello.net. That's Settabello.net. Settabello Pizza, when only the best will do.
Monterey Lighting Solutions. Call Big Ed and Fast Eddie for a free, that's right, free evaluation of your building to see if you are really winning with your power saving. Have Monterey Solution in your huddle. You'll be saving money. That's making money. Call 626-298-5444 or 702-376-8685. Remember those two plays, 626-298-5444 or 702-376-8685.
Terrible's is offering a gas discount of, check this, 40 cents per gallon with the purchase of a car wash at over 80 locations. That's right! Get 40 cents off per gallon of any fuel grade, including diesel, when you purchase a car wash in-store or at the pump. That way, you can fill up and keep shining. Offer valid at participating locations. Visit Terrible's.com to find a location near you. Terrible's. Deliberately different since 1959.
Welcome back. I'm Harvey Hyde with Pete Arbogast. You're listening to our college football report brought to us by Terrible's and Coors Light. Pete Arbogast, the voice of USC Trojan football. Pete, how many years have you been doing Trojan football?
Started in 1989, if you don't count my college years. That's 35 years ago.
And let me ask you this. Of all the games you've done, and this I didn't give you time to prepare for this, is there one game particular that stands out among all the others?
There's about four that really stand out. The Bush-Push game, certainly. The Oklahoma National Championship game in the Orange Bowl. The 1990 SC-UCLA game, 45-42. Trojans scored to win it, 16 seconds left. The Rose Bowl in 2017, Burmeister's field goal to beat Penn State. And there was one game where nobody was there, the game at UCLA during the COVID pandemic, where we called the game in an empty stadium. And in that one, the Trojans had a remarkable comeback and won the game in the last 16 seconds as well. There's four or five of them that really stand out in my mind, and those are they. And I'm hoping that over the next 7 or 8 years that a couple of those get knocked out of the top five and we get a couple more.
Well, Pete, a lot of changes for the Pac-12. A lot of new conferences, a lot of merging, a lot of teams now in a new situation, such as USC. Your thoughts on the Big Ten now for USC, the tradition that's been in the past as far as the records and everything that was done at USC. Now let's look to the future. Your thought now of USC competing in the Big Ten.
Well, I mean, I hate the Big Ten. I grew up being taught to hate the Big Ten as a West Coaster. And we wanted to win the Rose Bowl every year, and it seemed like a birthright that SC was in the Rose Bowl almost every year. It only seemed like it. But at any rate, now we're one of them. We've met the enemy, and they are us. So it's a little different now. We still want to beat them all, of course, but now they're league games, and they carry a different kind of meaning. We've played non-conference games against some of these guys over the years, and it's always fun. There's always a little more juice when a conference school, a Pac-12 school, a West Coast team meets a Midwest team or an Eastern team. There's a little more juice in the games. For me, I'm excited to go to new places that I've never seen. Third game of the year this year, Big House, Michigan. Never been. I've never been to Wisconsin, Iowa. There's a bunch of places I want to see. I have been to Ohio State. We have been to Penn State. But I get to go to Maryland. Any place new is good. I've seen a game at Purdue, but I've never called a game at Purdue. So there's all kinds of interesting things that are in the offing for me as a broadcaster and for USC and their fans as a program. When you talk about the Big Ten, you know that you're talking about a physical conference, and you better have guys up front that can play long and hard, and you better have backups. You better have a good guy at every position if you want to compete in the Big Ten. There aren't a lot of weak sisters in the conference. The same as anywhere. I mean, the Pac-12 had some, and the Big Ten has some. But you better be physical, and you better be physical right out of the chute. That worries me a little bit. Sure, coming this first season, the schedule kind of set up okay. Michigan's the really tough road game. The rest of the tough ones seem to be at the Coliseum. I'm concerned because we've changed defensive staff, because there are so many new players you're trying to plug in and fit to a system, and then you're playing a bunch of teams you've never seen before. All of that would tell me, if I told you that your favorite team was going through all of that and going to a new conference, you'd say, well, they're probably going to be in trouble for a year or so. And that may well be the case. This team might be better on the field than it was a year ago, and they better be better on defense. But they might be better overall, and yet, Coach, they might have the same record they had last year. They could go 11-1, but they could also go 7-5.
You know, Pete, I want to ask you, you were at the spring game. I was at the spring game. I didn't have a chance to chat with you, but you were in your broadcast booth doing a dry run. But your thoughts of spring practice with the Trojans, were you shocked? There wasn't any notice to me or anybody that I knew that was there at the spring game. I don't think Yogi Ross even knew it, that when they ran the first play, that it wasn't live, it was just a thud. Were you surprised at that?
I didn't know that. I still don't know that. You just told me that. My impressions of the spring game were, oh, it was okay. Nothing special. It was nice to get out there in a nice warm sun and see guys running around and try to figure out who's who. There are a bunch of new guys. There always will be now with the transfer portal the way it is. And the quarterback competition is a huge, big deal. I wanted to see what our running backs look like. How's our defensive line? Hard to tell without Bear Alexander out there. So there were a lot of questions going in. There's still a lot of questions.
Well, I just thought that to me and to a lot of the media people there that I didn't know it was not going to be a full scrimmage. It was just going to be thud and bring the guy to the ground. And they did not scrimmage because, as Lincoln Riley said, that the staff endorsed it. They had done enough hitting in the spring, and they didn't want to continue with the hitting, worrying about injuries.
Well, certainly their prerogative to do what they want with their team. The scrimmage was free, so really it was a glorified practice. Hey, look, at least those of us in the media that were there got to see something, which is more. Usually we go and we can see stretching, and then we can see the first team drill, and then we have to leave, and we can't come back till the practice is over. Team drill, by the way, is like all the defensive backs working with the defensive back coach on defensive back sorts of things, and the offensive linemen are over there doing their thing. Nobody's really getting together. And then at the end, we come back and interview players when this practice is over. So at least it was football, man. We got the season of football.
You know, Pete, I want to ask you this before we take a break, because I might forget to ask you this question. Your thoughts on Reggie Bush getting his Heisman back?
Hallelujah, huh? Hallelujah. It's pretty obvious what the NCAA was trying to do and was successful in doing. At least that's what people in the know tell me. And so that's the first step, and then he's still got a lawsuit out against them. Look, losing paper wins. We were there. We saw the games. They won. They lost. Just because you don't add the numbers to the total doesn't mean they didn't happen. So don't worry about that stuff. But getting his trophy back, that's a big deal, and I'm glad for him. I hope that the university does not have to disassociate anymore, and he can run with the team out of the tunnel one of these days, and they put number 5 down there in the corner with all the Heisman Trophy winning jerseys because he was there. I saw him win it. He did win it, and now he's got it back. That's great.
How about your opinion on should they receive all their wins back and championships back, which were taken away?
Well, yes,
it seems as though the other kids deserve that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think the Todd McNair case, it was proven what was happening, and the Reggie Bush case, the same thing. And the punishment that came down did not fit whatever crimes there might have been. It was overreach by a lot. And they should call that back. Yeah. Do over.
Well, I hope it all happens. I hope it all happens shortly, too, because I think it all should be a race. As you said, that was one of the harshest penalties, I think, ever in college football, except for the SMU death penalty that was given SMU years ago. And it's been a tough thing to recover. 14 years, 6 head football coaches during all this period of time, and now it all goes back to where it started. But, Pete, we got to take a short time out. You know what that means. We've got to take a break. Again, we want to thank Meadows Bank for the sponsorship of this segment. Is your business ready to play in the big leagues? Meadows Bank can help you tackle the competition. Make your play and visit them today at MeadowsBank.com. That's MeadowsBank.com or call 471-BANK. Meadows Bank, consistently exceeding your expectations. I'm Harvey Hyde with Pete Arbogast, voice of USC Trojan football. You're listening to our college football report, brought to us by Terrible's and Coors Light from Las Vegas, Nevada. Buckle up. We'll be right back.
The USC community exemplifies the notion of hard work and a winning attitude will make you a champion in anything you do. At Fletcher Jones Imports and Mercedes-Benz of Henderson, we also work hard to ensure our clients have a world-class experience. And speaking of champions, my dad came to Las Vegas in 1966 and built our first Nevada dealership. We are now four generations and proud to provide Las Vegas with a great selection and financing options to accommodate every budget. Plus, we're nice people, too. We might be hardcore USC fans, but our family's firmly planted in the Las Vegas Valley and will be for many years to come. Visit us at FletcherJones.com for details or stop by and meet the team. Until then, fight on.
Fletcher Jones Imports, 7300 West Sahara Avenue, Mercedes-Benz of Henderson, 925 Auto Show Drive, and Fletcher Jones Imports Used Car and Truck Center, 7100 West Sahara Avenue. Experience the Fletcher Jones difference.
Are you looking to advertise a campaign, short film, a public service announcement, an important message? Look no further than Regency Outdoor. We have been around since 1974 and have the greatest locations in Southern California for your advertising goals. Our creative billboards are sure to catch everyone's attention. Make an impact anywhere and everywhere in Southern California. To get started and for more information, call 310-657-8883 or visit RegencyOutdoor.com. Regency makes it easier than ever to get your message everywhere in Southern California.
Have you heard about Standish Law? Yes, Standish Law, Las Vegas' premier family law firm. Ranked among the top 10 in client satisfaction by the American Institute of Family Lawyers and proud to be Rebel sponsors. If you are going through a divorce, you want them on your side. Schedule your appointment at StandishLaw.com. That's StandishLaw.com or call 702-998-9344.
Pizza, pizza, pizza. If you're like me, pizza's not just a food, it's a way of life. And the folks at Settabello Pizza get every detail just right. Homemade dough made daily and hand-tossed. Extra virgin olive oil, freshly chopped tomatoes and basil, and generous portions of mozzarella cheese with a dizzying array of toppings. Join me at one of their two area locations, one at Green Valley Parkway, another one at Fort Apache and Sahara. No time to dine out? No problem. Order today and take it to go at Settabello.net. That's Settabello.net. Settabello Pizza, when only the best will do.
Terrible's is offering a gas discount of, check this, 40 cents per gallon with the purchase of a car wash at over 80 locations. That's right! Get 40 cents off per gallon of any fuel grade, including diesel, when you purchase a car wash in-store or at the pump. That way, you can fill up and keep shining. Offer valid at participating locations. Visit Terrible's.com to find a location near you. Terrible's. Deliberately different since 1959.
Well, welcome back. I'm Harvey Hyde with Pete Arbogast. You're listening to our College Football Report, brought to us all by Terrible's and Coors Light. Well, let's move on here, Pete Arbogast, Mr. How Do You Do, the voice of USC Trojan football. How about the Big Ten now? When we go to the Big Ten, before we get to the Big Ten, you've got the big Las Vegas Football Classic in Las Vegas on September, the Labor Day weekend. I don't know if it's September 1st or not. But it's Labor Day weekend in Las Vegas, and what I've heard, it's going to be a sellout. There is only 1,600 tickets left at the middle of the week this when I talk to them.
It's going to be a great event. It's on a Sunday, so it's the only show in town on television. Everybody's going to be watching SC and LSU. And it will be a great weekend of college football, by the way. There's a bunch of great games. But this one will be the feature game on a Sunday. And you know, they don't play very often, these two teams, but the fan bases don't much care for each other. Years ago, SC got jobbed out of going to the national championship game, and they would have won that game. And then instead, they ended up in the Rose Bowl, which is fine, and won the Rose Bowl. But LSU won the national championship, and they weren't anywhere near. There were two touchdowns, not as good as USC. So there's a little bad blood between these two. And then you add Brian Kelly to the mix, who's no favorite of the Trojans. I think it's, you know, their defense was pretty bad last year. They had Jaden Daniels. He's gone. Heisman Trophy winner. We had Caleb Williams, a former Heisman Trophy winner. He's gone. This is going to be a really interesting first game of the year and a hugely important game for both teams to get out of the chute really well. The Trojan fans need to show up in Las Vegas because you know the LSU fans are going to show up. I'm glad it's not in Baton Rouge because that's one of the toughest places in the world to play. It's going to be a really, really fun game to call. I can't wait for that opener. And boy, when you get to practice in August, you've got everybody's attention because it's not like you're playing Rice. You're playing LSU in the first week, so you better be ready to go.
And, you know, Pete, what's unique is LSU got rid of all their defensive coaches, and USC made all their defensive coaches changes. So you've got defensive coaches on both sides of the football being brand new, working together for the first time against two potent offenses. And believe me, LSU has great tradition, as you mentioned, along with USC, and they've got a lot of great football players.
It's going to be a war. And that's the kind of game that's going to come right down to the last play. Both teams will be able to score some. They'll be able to stop each other some. The team that wins is, and often is the case in a game between two good teams, the team that wins will be the one that makes the fewest mistakes, whether that means turnovers or just bad plays, a faulty pass or somebody not blocking the right assignment, that kind of thing, missing a tackle. Don't make mistakes. If you make the fewer mistakes, you'll probably win that football game. And you know, Coach, it's so important for SC because they'll win the next week for sure, the home game. But the week after that is Michigan. So if you go in to Ann Arbor 2-0, there's a chance that that's the ESPN Game Day game of the week or Fox Big Noon game of the week or both. I don't know. Michigan's got to open with Texas. That's no choice treat either. But if they both win their first two games, they go in 2-0 and 2-0. What a war that'll be in Ann Arbor 2 weeks later. Big Ten opener.
Boy, what a
Big Ten game for the Trojans. And it's there.
I'll tell you what, Pete, it's getting exciting. You're getting me worked up here. But listen, before we go back to the schedule, I want to ask you this. Your thoughts on the quarterback situation. You called the Holiday Bowl last year, and you saw Miller Moss perform and break a record by scoring 6 touchdown passes. Your thoughts by watching the spring game this year in the Coliseum, your thoughts on Miller Moss and, of course, the new young man to transfer from UNLV?
Let me back up to the Holiday Bowl. Let's remind everyone that not all of the star players for both of those teams were in action. A lot of guys opted out of that game. Either they were going to turn pro and they didn't want to get hurt, or they went into the transfer portal early and they were gone. Whatever it was, that was I don't want to call it a junior varsity game, but there were a lot of guys missing. Miller Moss played great. He took advantage of the situation and looked really good in that game against Louisville. I don't know how strong that Louisville team was. I know that they're not as strong as the Louisville team, for instance, that beat Notre Dame in the middle of the season. There's no way. But neither was ours. And so Miller did great. Now, at the spring game, you know, I'm going to preface this by saying that I know I'm going to be on the radio show with you probably 3 times a year. And so I try not to read anything you write or say because I don't want to know what you're thinking because it could shade what I'm going to say. So I just bring it in my own way, and if you think the same thing, great. And if you don't, you could disagree with me. But I don't read anything you say. And there's probably a lot of people like that, but you know, never mind that. I thought that Jaden Maiava might have had the better day in the spring game. And I think that, not because of the throwing, I think they both threw about the same, about pretty well. But Jaden Maiava has escapability and can run with the ball, where Moss, that's not his strong suit, that's for sure. Now this is going to go on the whole summer and until we get to the LSU game, we'll find out how it all plays out. But, Maiava looked fine to me, and he looked a little better than Moss to me.
Well, I'll tell you the truth, 15-17, one interception when he had a nice drive going. He threw a fade route for a touchdown. I thought he really, I'll be honest with you, he surprised me with his poise and and the way he could run the football. And I tell you, I think it all comes down to this. I think Miller Moss is a great kid. And I think that if they build the offense around him, I think he's got a great shot to be a great leader and win. But you've got to build the offense around him. Plus, you've got to really shore up that offensive line, because he's not going to be the scrambler that Caleb Williams was or what Mahava can be at the same time. He's a great runner. He's a big kid. He's strong. He could have run the keep all day against the USC defense. They didn't run it. And I was impressed with him. I'm just going to tell you, I was very much impressed with him. I know he had a great season at UNLV last year, and I thought he really played well. And you know, he's big. He's a 6'5 kid, 220 pounds, has all the tools. So I know Miller Moss will be the starter, but I know this kid can come in and avoid the rush and sort of play a little bit different, a bigger type of, not Caleb Williams, but a bigger, more physical type of player than what Caleb Williams was, and would be able to carry the football more and not be hurt like a smaller guy.
It's a good look. It's a great problem to have when you got a couple of guys who are battling each other and are pushing each other every day. And if one got nicked, the other guy could come in and you don't lose a lot. Either way. And I'll back up and say, I kind of like SC's offensive line, at least the starters. I don't know much about the backups, and I think we're a little thin. But the guys up front in Page and Pregnon and Monheim and Murphy and probably Quinones, but it could be Alani Nolan. I think that's a pretty decent offensive line that's going to stand up pretty well to most pressures. We've got to get the running game going. The receivers look like they've got some real talent, and the quarterbacks are pretty good. So we're going to score some points. It's not going to bog down just because Caleb is gone. It's up to the defense. And the secondary looked great. The linebackers are kind of the same guys, but not really, because you got the kid from Oregon State coming in, and there are some new guys that are going to see playing time. This defense, I think, will be better, and I think will be tougher and meaner because of the coaches and the scheme that they're being put in, probably fix the personnel better than last year. They're going to be better on defense. How much better? We'll find out.
Well, you know, Pete, I agree with you 100% on what you said on the defensive side of the football. I think they'll be in a better scheme. I think they are in a better scheme. I think they'll put their players in a position where they can be more successful. And I think they'll be better coached as a group. Not that the other guys didn't coach well. I'm not going to say that. But I'm going to say I think they'll fit what the personnel can do and their athletic abilities and put them in a position where they can be successful. And I like the way that Lynn coaches. I like the way he makes him do it the hard way first, the easiest way to learn, and then help him later on. He was very vanilla in the spring game. He didn't give them a lot of things to do. He wanted to be able to teach them how to do it the hard way. And I think he's got a different type of attitude than the last defensive coordinator or defensive group did at USC. But let's take a break. And when we come back, this is a fun segment, let's go through the schedule together, and from what we know, and we don't know a whole lot about the Big Ten yet, but from what we know, let's see if we can put a tag on who might beat who, and that'll be a lot of fun. Not that we know much about these other teams, but let's have some fun. So again, I'm Harvey Hyde. Buckle up and ride along with us with Pete Arbogast, the voice of USC Trojan football, and I want to remind all of you out there that love Trojan football or football in itself, we carry USC here on AM 1400 during the entire season and bowl season. So buckle up. We're listening to our college football report brought to us by Terrible's and Coors Light. We'll be right back.
Terrible Herbs has been serving the Las Vegas Valley for 70 years. Everyone knows Terrible's is the place to go for a quick snack, a hot cup of coffee, or a cold drink. Terrible's is the perfect place for a fill-up. With over 100 locations in the Las Vegas Valley, there's always a Terrible's near you.
The USC community exemplifies the notion of hard work and a winning attitude will make you a champion in anything you do. At Fletcher Jones Imports and Mercedes-Benz of Henderson, we also work hard to ensure our clients have a world-class experience. And speaking of champions, my dad came to Las Vegas in 1966 and built our first Nevada dealership. We are now four generations and proud to provide Las Vegas with a great selection and financing options to accommodate every budget. Plus, we're nice people, too. We might be hardcore USC fans, but our family's firmly planted in the Las Vegas Valley and will be for many years to come. Visit us at FletcherJones.com for details or stop by and meet the team. Until then, fight on.
Fletcher Jones Imports, 7300 West Sahara Avenue, Mercedes-Benz of Henderson, 925 Auto Show Drive, and Fletcher Jones Imports Used Car and Truck Center, 7100 West Sahara Avenue. Experience the Fletcher Jones difference.
Big Dogs Brewing Company is proud to be Las Vegas' original hometown brewery since 1993. Our handcrafted beers are brewed fresh daily by our team of award-winning brewers. Big Dogs brews are now available in cans at major retailers like Discount Liquor, Total Wine & More, Whole Foods Market, Smith's, Albertsons, Terrible Stations, and more. Big Dogs beers are available on draft at select restaurants and bars around Las Vegas. Ask for us by name. Visit us at Big Dogs. BigDogsBrews.com to track down our award-winning handcrafted brews. Or stop by Big Dogs Draft House at Rancho and Craig to sample a full range of our classic, seasonal, and specialty ales. Drink fresh. Drink local. Drink Big Dogs.
You work hard for your business. You need a bank that understands your business. Let Metals Bank be your business partner for all your banking needs. We are a full-service community bank with competitive loan and deposit products and services. We're also a preferred lender for SBA, 7A, and 504 loan programs. The experienced team at Meadows Bank will give you the services you need with the reliability you can depend on throughout branches in Las Vegas, Henderson, Reno, Pahrump, and now in Phoenix, Arizona. Call our friendly, knowledgeable staff today at 702-471-BANK. That is 702-471-2265. Or use our convenient online banking service at meadowsbank.bank. Meadows Bank, where your business is our business.
Monterey Lighting Solutions. Call Big Ed and Fast Eddie for a free, that's right, free evaluation of your building to see if you are really winning with your power saving. Have Monterey Solution in your huddle. You'll be saving money. That's making money. Call 626-298-5444 or 702-376-8685. Remember those two plays, 626-298-5444 or 702-376-8685.
Are you looking to advertise a campaign, short film, a public service announcement, an important message? Look no further than Regency Outdoor. We have been around since 1974 and have the greatest locations in Southern California for your advertising goals. Our creative billboards are sure to catch everyone's attention. Make an impact anywhere and everywhere in Southern California. To get started and for more information, call 310-657-8883 or visit RegencyOutdoor.com. Regency makes it easier than ever to get your message everywhere in Southern California.
Well, welcome back to Las Vegas. I'm Harvey Hyde along with Pete Arbogast, voice of USC Trojan football. You're listening to our college football report brought to us by Terrible's and Coors Light. Well, Pete, we have about 5 minutes here to go through the schedule, and we've already discussed the LSU game. Two teams, opening game of the year, huge game as far as coming from the Southeastern Conference, and now a Big Ten member, USC, playing in Las Vegas in Allegiant Stadium, or Allegiant Stadium, excuse me, at a 4:30 kickoff on September the 1st. Your thoughts on this game, win, lose, toss, what a toss-up game? How would you look at this right now?
I think we finish it off right at the very, very end on a field goal and win that game by a point or two.
All right, let's take a look at Utah State at home, back at home in the Coliseum.
You know, they're not terrible. They were a pretty good team last year. SC will win the game, but it might not be the 66-16 kind of route that you become familiar with at the beginning of the season against a team you think is not as good as you.
All right, now they go to the Big House, a place you're looking forward to going to, too, and calling a game for the first time. Michigan, last year's national champion. How will the Trojans fare there?
We shouldn't win that game, right? They're the national champs. They hardly ever lose a game at home. I think it's been back to 2017 in Ohio State. They haven't lost a game at home to somebody not named Ohio State for a long time at home. I'm guessing Michigan holds on and beats SC in that game.
All right, now at home, the Badgers from Wisconsin come out. A lot of red will come out to Southern California. Your thought about Wisconsin?
Yeah, I like our chances in that one. I'm glad it's here because that would be a real trap game. If you go from Michigan and a loss, you got to get back off the deck and go on the road to Wisconsin. That would be tough. But coming home, I think it's a little bit better. And again, though, the Trojans are going to have to pick themselves up if they lose to Michigan and try to find a way to win that game. Wisconsin's been pretty tough over the last few years.
Well, Saturday, October 5th, at Minnesota, the Wolverines, a team you really can't figure out. Occasionally, they come up with that big upset.
Yeah, they've been okay. We've been to that stadium, it seems like 10, 15 years ago now. But we went, and it was a very close game that shouldn't have been, Pac-12, Big Ten sort of thing. SC should win, even though it's on the road at Minnesota.
Now, how about a team, the Nittany Lions, come out here to the Coliseum. Last time they were out here, USC beat them in the Rose Bowl. Now they come out on Saturday, October the 12th.
If Michigan's not the game of the year, if LSU's not and Michigan's not, then Penn State is the game of the year. It might be the linchpin game for USC. Glad we got them at home. I don't know that they're as good as everybody says they are. We will find that out on October the 12th. I'm going to pick SC to win this game.
All right. Then on Saturday, October the 19th, at Maryland. I don't know if they've ever been to Maryland. Or have they ever played Maryland before?
I don't think so. We were there in basketball in the Harold Miner years, and Harold scored 43, and we lost by 20, but they gave Harold a standing ovation when the game was over. Maryland is tougher than you think. They play big-name teams tough at home. SC will win the game, but it'll be a tougher game than everybody thinks it's going to be.
All right, now a team that doesn't have the big name but plays tough football. At home, you got to look out for Rutgers. He's turning that program around.
Yeah, and the defense has been stronger, and that's how you win. Offense puts fans in the seats, but defense wins championships, and they've been doing better on defense. I think we're home against Rutgers. I'll take my chances with that, though.
Now they go up to Seattle, a place that's a hard place to play always, and a new coach, a new program. They go up and take on the Huskies.
If there's one stadium I'm glad we keep on the schedule amongst former Pac-12 schools, it's Washington's Husky Stadium. I'm glad we're going there because it's beautiful. It's probably the most beautiful place, certainly in the western United States, to go see a college football game. SC will beat Washington that day.
All right, and then Nebraska, another red and white team, comes to the Coliseum. It's been a while since they've been out here. I think the last time they were in the Rose Bowl, they played against Miami in the national championship game.
Yeah, we had them out here during the Bush years. They weren't very good then. We went up there and beat them, too. The program has been struggling as compared to what we remember Nebraska being. SC will win that game at home.
All right, and then the big rivalry, UCLA. UCLA at UCLA.
Payback. Karma. Payback time.
All right, and then the big one, Notre Dame. Back-to-back, UCLA, Notre Dame, back-to-back on Saturday, November the 30th. Back-to-back big games.
Yeah, the Trojans seldom win those games when they are back-to-back like this, but it does happen from time to time. If the Trojans have beaten LSU and Penn State, as I said they would, and lose to only Michigan the rest of the way, they will defeat Notre Dame that night. It's the 50th anniversary of the comeback, the 55-24 game that night. They're going to run out every ghost there is onto the field that night and see if they can't stop this Notre Dame team, which really took them apart last year in South Bend. A little payback there as well. Now, if the Trojans have lost to either LSU or Penn State, I'm not so sure that the same meaning will be on that game, because I believe if SC has only lost to Michigan, they go into the Notre Dame game with only one loss, you're playing for a spot in the playoffs now, maybe playing for a playoff berth against Notre Dame, which is probably also playing for a playoff berth. That could be a playoff game for the playoffs.
Now, when you look at the numbers in Las Vegas, USC, they have them, would you go over or under on 7-5 record? Over or under?
Oh, my God. Over, for sure.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure that the guy that knows USC Trojan football has a chance to vote on that. So, again, Pete, I don't know what to say, but thank you. I got you on a vacation period here for you. You're a great guest. You're a great person. You're the voice of USC Trojan football. I'll say it. I think you ought to be the voice of all of USC Trojan athletics. PA as well. If there's an event on campus, you do a great job at that. Anybody that's been a Trojan, you're a Trojan, and you'll always be a Trojan. And you'll always be welcome on my show anytime you want. I want to thank you, buddy. You're the best.
Coach, I've always needed an agent, so thanks. The check's in the mail, and I appreciate the kind words. I am always pretty much on vacation these days, except during football season. I'm taking it a little easier than I used to.
Well, buddy, you deserve it. And again, I know you'll get fired up for the season. And again, if anybody listens, if anybody listens to USC Trojan football, you don't have to know who's playing. You just hear your voice, Pete Arbogast, and you know you've got the right game on the air. So, Pete, again,
right
thank
on,
you
coach.
For joining us.
Talk to you soon.
Take care of yourself, buddy. Be safe.
Sure will.
Pete Arbogast joins us here, like he said, maybe two or three times a year as we talk Trojan football. I want to thank all of you out there for joining us. I want to thank, of course, our title sponsors, Terribles and Coors here in Las Vegas. I want to thank my man, Mark Hayes, in the studio. He's our producer and engineer. And, of course, you out there, thank you for joining us. Buckle up as you ride along with us. And as I say, every day is game day, and we hope your team wins. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to College Football Report with Coach Harvey Hyde. Join the coach next Thursday evening at 6:05 p.m. as he brings you the best coverage and latest insight on SC football, the Pac-12 Conference, and the world of college football here on AM 1400 KSHP Las Vegas.